May the 18th. In him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete. Colossians 2:9-10. All the attributes of Christ, as God and man, are at our disposal. All the fullness of the Godhead, whatever that marvellous term may include, is ours to make us complete. He cannot endow us with the attributes of the deity, but he has done all that can be done, for he has made even his divine power and Godhead subservient to our salvation. His omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, immutability, and infallibility are all combined for our defense. Arise, believer, and behold the Lord Jesus joining all of his divine Godhead to the chariot of salvation. How vast his grace, how firm his faithfulness, how unswerving his immutability, how infinite his power, and how limitless his knowledge. All these are made the pillars of a temple of salvation by the Lord Jesus, and all, without diminishing their infinity, are promised to us as our perpetual inheritance. Every drop of the fathomless love of the Saviour's heart is ours. Every sinew in the arm of might, every jewel in the crown of majesty, the immensity of divine knowledge and the sternness of divine justice, all are ours and will be used for us. The whole of Christ, in his endearing character as the Son of God, is by himself given to us to enjoy most richly. His wisdom is our direction. His knowledge is our instruction. His power is our protection. His justice is our covenant. His love is our comfort. His mercy is our solace. And his immutability is our trust. He makes no reserve, but opens the recesses of the Mount of God and urges us to dig in its mines for the hidden treasures. All are yours, he says. Oh, how sweet to behold Jesus in this way, and to call upon him with a certain confidence that in seeking the interceding of his love or power, we are simply asking for that which he has already faithfully promised.